This is KUOW News. I'm Jamala Henderson. Boeing has formally introduced its newest jetliner, the 777X, at the Dubai Air Show. Three Middle East airlines announced orders at the show over the weekend. And when combined with a previously announced order from Lufthansa, the deals add up to about $95 billion at list prices, although discounts are pretty common. To explore what this means for the Puget Sound region, we spoke with aerospace analyst Richard Abulafia. He's a vice president with the Teal Group and is in Dubai for the air show. We started by asking him about the deal. Boeing says it's the largest product launch in commercial jetliner history.
You know, it's pretty impressive. This is definitely a jet that's been well-defined. The market definitely wants an aircraft in this class, basically the largest, most capable twin jet yet designed. And it's particularly useful for the emerging fast-growth carriers here in the Persian Gulf region that are trying to take advantage of their geography to become a global hub.
Boeing's unveiled its 787 Dreamliner with a lot of fanfare, but there were a lot of high-profile mistakes there. How's the company going to avoid that with the 777?
Boeing's going to have to walk a line here, because on the one hand, they're starting with the very successful 777. On the other hand, putting a new wing and new engines is a pretty complicated feat. And, of course, they've got the issue of where they're going to build it, which, if they change from the Puget Sound area, could introduce an element of risk to the program. But right now, it looks pretty straightforward. They've done an awful lot of advanced design work, and the product looks like something the market really wants.
You say they've done a lot of advanced design work, but this plane hasn't been built yet, the 777X. It's been at the center of a dispute between the company and its machinist union. What do these deals tell you about what customers think about the labor dispute?
You know, it's kind of interesting. I don't think the labor dispute's going to stop people from ordering the jet they want. What it could do, conceivably, if there's an element of risk involved, is also get them to order some Airbus jets, A350s, basically, as a kind of hedge against program risk associated with the 777X development.
And there's a new report out today that quotes Boeing's CEO Jim McNerney as saying that the company's going to decide where to base its production of the 777X in about 3 months. What, if anything, does that tell you about where the company might assemble these planes?
It's a funny situation. On the one hand, from an economic standpoint, it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense to develop and build it anywhere but the Puget Sound region. On the other hand, the element of psychology is a completely different thing. It could point to a situation where the company simply wants to get away from the union in Puget Sound and is willing to take the rather large program risks associated with a completely new production site.
Richard Abulafia, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
A pleasure.
That's aerospace analyst Richard Abulafia. He's at the Dubai Air Show, where Boeing has formally introduced its new 777X jetliner.